With three MLAs leaving the BC Conservative Party in one day, two of their former colleagues shared their thoughts on their party's current state while in South Surrey on Sunday. Following Vancouver Quilchina MLA Dallas Brody's removal from the Conservative caucus Friday, March 7, after appearing on a video podcast discussing residential schools, two of her fellow MLAs also left the party in the same day, with possible plans to start a new political party. Peace River North MLA Jordan Keeley and Kelowna Lake Country Coldstream MLA Tara Armstrong announced via Facebook they would both be leaving the party, with both blaming party leader John Rusted. Conservative House Leader Alia Warbis, MLA for Chilliwack Cultus Lake, and Surrey White Rock MLA Trevor Halford, also a Conservative, attended the Semiahmoo First Nations annual powwow at Earl Marriott Secondary Sunday, March 9, and took the time to speak to Peace Arch News about their party. Warbis, who spoke up against Brody in a social media post, said at a Semiahmoo First Nation powwow on Sunday that the party is experiencing growing pains. My feelings are that, as a party, we are continually working to define ourselves since we all decided to work together under the big tent, she said Sunday, February 9, while enjoying the powwow, an annual tradition at Earl Marriott Secondary in South Surrey for nearly 30 years. Big tent is never going to be easy. It's bound to have its challenges, its moments, its growing pains, and to me, Brody and other MLAs' departure was an example of that. Where we are going to land as a party is going to define us, moving forward, and I believe if we take strong stances on things like our history with Indigenous peoples that we're going to grow from that and be a solid opposition. Conservative Surrey White Rock MLA Trevor Halford, who was also at the powwow, said it was disappointing to lose MLAs from their party but emphasized he has zero tolerance for anything regarding hate or intolerance. I fully support reconciliation, he said. You're either on the team or you're not. I'm on the team, and I'm focused on what we need to be focused on, he added, mentioning the looming U.S. tariffs and potential trade war, among other pressing issues. Peace Arch News also reached out to Conservative Surrey South MLA Brent Chapman. The MLAs who left the party appeared for a brief press conference at the legislature in Victoria Monday, March 10. In their social media posts, they blamed the party's environment and Rusted. All three are listed as independents on the Legislative Assembly of BC's website. Keeley said he witnessed firsthand how toxic the Conservative Party of BC had become. Some of the worst bullies sit in the legislature, and the BC Conservatives are no exception. I stood up for a fellow MLA who was harassed for speaking the truth, only to become a target myself, Keeley said in his social media post. The party has created an environment where some so-called conservatives would rather throw cheap insults than deal with facts. There were no apologies, no accountability, and I refuse to stand with those who either enable or ignore that kind of behavior. Armstrong said that under Rusted's leadership, one compromise after another has transformed that party into something I no longer recognize. Brody had come under fire from the public, the NDP and fellow Conservative MLAs for her post to X on February 22 as the party's then Attorney General critic claiming apparent mistreatment of a lawyer who is suing his own law society for libel after having asked the society to reword training materials around residential schools. In her posts, she said, the confirmed number of child burials at the former Kamloops Indian residential school site is zero. No one should be afraid of the truth. Not lawyers, their governing bodies, or anyone else. Brody refused to take down the post and posted her letter to Attorney General Nikki Sharma on March 4. On a recent podcast appearance, Rusted said Brody used a mocking, childlike voice to belittle testimony from former residential school students, saying things like, my grandmother's truth, and my truth, your truth, in a childlike, whining voice. He referenced that podcast in his decision to remove her from the caucus. Brody has since doubled down on her claims of zero bodies found at residential schools and said the truth is a threat to powerful vested interests in the multi-billion dollar reconciliation industry. For Warbis, who changed into a beautifully beaded and decorated outfit to join in at the powwow, Separating her personal life from her professional life is key, but she enjoyed the chance to join in the powwow in South Surrey. For me, this is my medicine. This is the space where I feel very safe, very supported, very grounded in who I am, she said. I have to keep my feet grounded in my culture and my community so that I can be strong in the important work I need to do. With files from Lauren Collins.